And I now would like to give the floor to His Excellency Makhmadamin Makhmadaminov, Chair of Delegation of Tajikistan. You have the floor, Excellency.
Distinguished Madam President, at the outset, I would like to join the previous speakers and on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Tajikistan to extend to you our sincere congratulations on your well-deserved election as the President of the 73rd session of the United Nations General Assembly. We are confident that your wisdom, diplomatic experience and skills will contribute to the success of the current session of the United Nations General Assembly. You can rest assured of my delegation's constant support and cooperation in this regard. I would also like to take this opportunity to commend your predecessor, His Excellency Mr. Miroslav Lajcak, on his able leadership during the previous UN General Assembly session. Distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, we live in an ever-changing world. The unprecedented level of instability and uncertainty is on the rise in many parts of the world. Global challenges such as climate change, terrorism and extremism, large-scale conflicts, inequality, poverty, food and water security, lack of education, economic opportunities, and employment, to name a few, further affect the status quo. Today's global challenges exert pressure on the very foundations of the world order and principles of international relations. They undermine the efforts of the international community at achieving the 2030 agenda and its sustainable development goals. Under these circumstances, making the United Nations relevant to all people, global leadership, and shared responsibility for peaceful, equitable, and sustainable societies become very pertinent. In using the words of our former UN Secretary General, the great diplomat and outstanding human being, late Kofi Annan, who said, I quote, "We have a tendency to go through life as individuals and organizations, often focusing and stressing, this is what we do. But that is the wrong question. We should be asking, what should we be doing in this changing world? The world is changing, and the UN has to change and adapt with it. We cannot be static," end of quote. As a universal institution, the UN should continue carrying out its noble mission of coordinating the efforts of its member states to enhance the resiliency of the countries to respond to the modern threats and challenges. At the same time, member states should also play an active part in this process by meeting their commitments undertaken in the 2030 agenda, Addis Ababa Action Agenda, and Paris Agreement to restore stability and thereby to ensure development. Full implementation of the above milestone documents is required to address many of the socio-economic problems, the main drivers of extremism and terrorism. Madam President, my country believes that the response to the ever-increased threat of terrorism and violent extremism should be comprehensive, with the UN as a key coordinator. The effort should be focused on the elimination of military infrastructure of international terrorism, on depriving it of political, military, and financial support, on prevention of the use of ICTs for radicalization of minds, recruitment, and propaganda of extremism and violence. to discuss the issues the government of the Republic of Tajikistan includes cooperation with United Nations, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the European Union, and some partner countries, convened in Dushanbe on 3rd-4th May 2018 the High-Level International Conference Countering Terrorism and Preventing Violent Extremism. We are confident that the Dushanbe Conference served as an excellent platform for constructive and fruitful cooperation, inter alia, contributed to the achievement of general recognition of negative impact and consequences of the current challenges. Exploring possibility for strengthened partnership and cooperation at all levels and exchanging experiences and countering terrorism and preventing violent extremism. Furthermore, to address the evolving of transnational threat posed by the terrorist group and its affiliated member states, and the UN should continue to strengthen and promote the effective use of necessary tools and measures. It is essential that we jointly search for ways of addressing the issue of poverty, the negative impact of globalization, preventing and resolving conflicts. There is also a need to strengthen an intercultural and interfaith dialogue, mutual trust and tolerance. In this context, the United Nations remains a critically important platform for achieving consensus on the main issue of international security and development, as well as for coordination of joint action of the international community in addressing challenges and threats on the contemporary world. Madam President, peace is the main prerequisite for creating equitable and sustainable society across the world. Therefore, we believe that stable peace in the Middle East can be achieved only through a comprehensive settlement of the crisis, which in turn will contribute to enhancing global security. We support international and regional efforts aimed at restoring and strengthening peace and stability in the Middle East, including the efforts toward resumption and acceleration of credible negotiations within the Middle East peace process. We also support the international strategy for a comprehensive settlement of post-conflict rehabilitation in Afghanistan. We need to strengthen our assistance to the government of Afghanistan, especially during Afghanistan's transformation decade, 2015-2024. Urgent socio-economic recovery is a must for development and prosperity of Afghanistan. Targeted assistance to this war-torn country aims at economic recovery, strengthening the social sphere, and creation of new jobs should be expanded. To this end, the involvement of Afghanistan in the process of the multifaceted regional cooperation is critical for the success of the efforts undertaken by the international community. We are willing to take part in the rehabilitation of social and economic infrastructure of Afghanistan through connecting the transport arteries of our two countries, creating an energy bridge, CASA 1000, providing the Afghan population with essential commodities and training specialists. Distinguished colleagues, we are in the third year of implementation of the 2030 Agenda in its Sustainable Development Goal. The recent high-level political forum has vividly demonstrated that despite certain progress, there are early signs that the countries are not on the track to reach SDGs by 2030. It is alarming to observe the situation, particularly in the stage when the countries just started incorporating, aligning the 2030 agenda with their national development strategies. The mistakes of the MDG era should be not repeated. For this reason, there is an urgent need to step up efforts on all fronts aimed at achieving our ambitious goal to transform our world for better by 2030. The first step to be undertaken is to strengthen the means of implementation, especially for the developing countries. Mobilization of financial resources, including ODA, long-term investments, revitalized global partnerships, capacity building and transfer of environmentally sound technologies to the developing countries are needed to adequately and timely attain SDGs by 2030. Secondly, the national development efforts need to be supported in enabling international economic environment. It is essential to revitalize international trade and investment, the main engines of economic growth and development. Effective regional cooperation should also facilitate achieving sustainable development. As we pledge to leave no one behind in our collective journey, it is imperative to recognize that each country faces specific challenges in achieving the 2030 agenda. In particular, the most vulnerable countries, such as the African countries, LDCs, LLDCs, and SIDS. Therefore, we need to take into account different national realities, capacities, and levels of development of those vulnerable countries and scale up our assistance to them. With that in mind, we supported and welcome the UN Secretary General's UN Development System reform aimed at enhancing the UN contribution to sustainable development. We believe that the new changes will transform the UN system. It will make it more capable of supporting the 2030 agenda and delivering better on the ground. Madam President, 2018 was an important year not only for Tajikistan. The country which actively advances the water agenda, but to the entire water community across the globe. We witnessed a series of milestone events, starting in Brazil with the 8th World Water Forum, then the launch of the Water Decade in New York, followed by high-level international conference on International Decade for Action, Water for Sustainable Development 2018-2028 in Dushanbe, and culminating in New York with the HLPF 2018. Each of the above events had a profound impact and made a significant contribution to the overall advancement of SDG 6 and other water-related goals of the 2030 agenda. For instance, the joint United Nations and Tajikistan High-Level International Conference on the Water Decade in Dushanbe on June 22, 2018, brought together around 1,500 people from 111 countries of the world. The conference also provided a timely and necessary platform for elaborating recommendations in the run-up to the HLPF, where the SDG 6 had been reviewed. Additionally, it helped, among other things, to increase attention to the water-related SDGs and targets at all levels, as well as to interlinkages between different goals and targets. Strengthening cooperation and partnerships at all levels to achieve water-related SDGs. Better understand how water contributes to achieving sustainability and how the lack of sustainability impacts water resources. Discuss the role of the Dushanbe conferences for the implementation of the Water for Sustainable Development Decade. Moreover, and most importantly, to discuss the importance of specific means of implementation, including monitoring, financing, capacity development, innovation, technology, knowledge, information, data, best practices, as well as promoting advocacy networking, and encouraging partnerships for all. Encouraged by the success of the Dushanbe Conference in fulfilling the mandate of the Resolution 71/222, which declared the period of 2018-2028 as an international decade for action, water for sustainable development, Tajikistan is going to submit a draft proposal to the General Assembly on the midterm review of the implementation of the decade this fall. We sincerely hope that based on the success of the Water Decade Resolution, which was co-sponsored in 2016 by the majority of member states, the above-mentioned draft resolution will enjoy your similar valuable support this time as well. I thank you for your attention.
I thank His Excellency Mahmad Aminov, Chair of Delegation of Tajikistan. I would like now to give the floor to His Excellency Bakhtiyor Ibargimov, Chair of Delegation of Uzbekistan. You have the floor, Excellency.